Now, if you're in Nyngan over the next couple of days, you won't be able to miss the huge crowd of camper trailers that have recently arrived in town. Have you seen these? Heaps and heaps of them, and they've come from all over the place. Now, Kevin Phillips is one of the organisers of the Australian Camper Trailer Group, who are holding their annual trailer get-together in Nyngan over this week, and he's with us right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dougal.
Thanks for joining us this morning. This is pretty exciting stuff for a place like Nyngan. How many camper trailers have you actually got there this week?
At this point in time, we have 90.
90?
Which is a fantastic turnout.
Is that sort of a usual number? Is that a large number for a group get-together?
This is our national get-together, and it's the fifth one we've had, and the numbers have been steadily increasing from 35 in the first one up to 90 now, so it's fantastic. We'd expect next year to be well over 100.
Good stuff. And tell us a bit about the group then. Where do all the camper trailer members come from?
Oh, look, they come from all around the country. We've got members in every state of Australia, plus we've got quite a few international members. Being an internet-based group, we don't have a home base, so that makes that quite easy. But people here today are from the three eastern states and Tasmania.
So you say you're an internet-based group, so that means you keep in touch via that rather than having to have regular meetings in a local hall or something?
Correct. This is our group is a classic, a really good example of the good of the internet. Members come onto our group and can ask questions, can get answers, and it just goes from there. It's fantastic.
Now, I've got sort of a little bit of a program page here of some of the things you've been doing over the past week. You're here until, I think, Friday and maybe leaving over the weekend. Just run us through some of the activities that you've been doing whilst you've had the 90-odd camper trailer members all in the one spot.
Well, having that many people, and that's over 200 people, we've got a really wide range of interests. So we try to accommodate them, and members have put on technical sessions on, say, 12-volt electricity, solar electricity, which is of great interest to people who want to camp out for a long time. There have been some cooking sessions on how to use cob cookers and dream pots. Got some sessions running today on radios and GPS and trends in those technologies. And we don't forget the kids. We've had sessions there like this afternoon. We've got one making dampers on sticks for kids, damper and honey on sticks. Always a great favourite.
Sounds good.
It certainly is.
Yeah. And the thing I've found sort of interesting is that on the rundown here, you've got, for example, there's been a solar 12-watt and batteries demonstration at Jamie's camper. So you just rock up to Jamie's camper and off you go.
You just rock up to Jamie's camper and that's it. Yeah, Jamie's pretty hard to find. Pretty hard to miss, actually.
Oh, hard to miss. Yeah. So you've mentioned about 200 or probably over 200 people, and given you've got 90 actual camper trailers there. Yep. Where are you all staying in the one spot?
We are. Look, we're at the Nyngan Riverside Caravan Park, which has got a fantastic grassed area on the Logan River. And it just accommodates us there. It's really about the limit for a group this size.
Mm. And have you been enjoying some of the river offerings?
The hospitality here has been fantastic. Jack and Dione, the owners of the park, have just gone out of their way to make us helpful, as has everybody in the town. It really is terrific.
And who was it who came up with the idea of being at Nyngan?
There are three of us that sort of administer the group and look after it, and one of the three heard about Nyngan, came out to have a look, so the other two of us came out to have a look. We thought it looked pretty good. We talked to Jack and Leone. They were pretty keen, and it's just got to go on from there.
Now, when we talk about camper trailers, is there a certain, I don't know, is there a certain thing you have to be a camper trailer? I mean, if you turned up with a caravan, would you be sneered at?
Not at all. In fact, I'm in a caravan.
Oh, right. So you don't have to be roughing it in a specific type of camper trailer. It's just something you're towing behind the car.
That's right. And in my case, I've had three camper trailers, and each one's been a little bit of a progression, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and we're into a caravan now. A lot of our members don't have a camper trailer, but they're thinking of getting one.
Right. So what, they have tents or something? Or
they'll have tents. We've got members here today, this week rather, with tents. Either because their camper trailer wasn't completed in time, or they don't know and they're just wanting to get final ideas. We have people with slide-ons and slide-on to the back of utilities and caravans.
And
we don't care what you have. The common thread we have is the love of getting out and camping.
Being outside. And I suppose that you mentioned that some people might be in the process of putting camper trailers together or getting their dimensions and plans right. And I guess that's the benefit of being involved in a group like that and being able to go to a big meeting, is you see what people have got and what you then want.
The big meeting certainly is the icing on the cake for that aspect of it. But the internet-based group allows, we've got 4,700 members on the register. So there's not too many questions that you could come up with that somebody wouldn't have thought about before and perhaps even have an answer for.
Fantastic. Well, look,
it really is great.
It's great to know that you're in our part of the world and having a great time, and you can keep listening to the radio on 95.1 FM out there. Stay where you are, Kevin, and we'll make sure you get some more details from us. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much, Dougal, and thanks to everyone.
Enjoy the rest of your week in sunny Ningen. I'm sure you will.